Ante Up is your poker magazine dedicated to the everyday player and their poker rooms. Pick up a free copy at your favorite poker room nationwide each month. But Ante Up is much more than a magazine. Visit anteupmagazine.com daily for breaking news and each week download our award-winning poker cast. Join us on our action-packed poker cruises to exotic destinations and find special deals on Ante Up gear and great poker products at anteupstore.com. Ante Up. It's your poker magazine.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Ante Up PokerCast. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's December 6, 2013. You're listening to the best floating poker cast there is. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We are in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico right now, right in the middle of one of our finest Ante Up poker cruises that we've had in a good long time. Perhaps one of the best, if not the best, from the overall experience. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the group we had on this cruise is a lot of fun. A lot of our repeat passengers that came back. All the new people were a lot of fun as well, too. Big group, lots of games. It's been a really good trip.
Yeah, the variety of games. This was easily the most varied spread we've had. We had 1-2 PLO going pretty much every night. Mm-hmm. 3-6 limit Hold'em. 3-6 limit Omaha 8. 1-3 cash, 1-3, you know, no limit hold'em, and then a sit and go, pretty much around the clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, the sit and go, the standard sit and go, it was like 60 all week. No one varied from that, but really just, and it really pretty much any game you wanted. We tried, what's shocking is no ho.
Yeah. You gotta go on the first night, I think, right? And then after that, then it kind of splintered.
No.
Oh, really?
No, they had, at one point, they had a hold'em in Omaha.
Oh, that's right.
But no stud 8. I have not played a hand of stud 8. This will be the first cruise, because I don't think we're going tonight either. And a lot of our regular hold players were here, too. And they just preferred Omaha. But really, just a really good time. And the ship is really beautiful. This is like the nicest ship I think we've been on.
Yeah, I was going to say, this ship was just completely revitalized, is what they call it. And they added Oasis class features to a lot of specialty restaurants and a lot of other really neat stuff. And I really like it. I like it better than the bigger ships that we've been on.
I absolutely
There's
do.
So much more to do, and the food seems better. At least more options. Big salads both days from the little salad bar thing. So, I'm definitely looking forward to getting back on this ship again next year.
Yeah, the brilliance of the seas. They even got like one of those Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, we were watching the warm ups yesterday.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
They train like all the way up to 4 a.m. I was there at 4 a.m. today, and they were out there training and stuff. So they got one of those, you know, acrobatic things going on in the atrium or whatever you call it. And just really a fine ship. And very happy that we're booked again for next year on this ship, because I'll be looking forward to that one all year. Only 17 kids on the entire ship.
Yeah.
I think I've run into every one of them. No, no, but really, it's remarkable. I mean, to have just 17 kids on the ship, you don't used to see that.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's really crazy.
And I did a lot more this year than I usually do, or this cruise. I mean, I got off both. Well, one time, but I did more stuff this time. You know, you're always the social nut. You always get off. You always do stuff and drink and whatever. But I went to Cozumel yesterday, had a coffee. Big mistake. Big mistake, because I'm now realizing that I think I'm allergic to caffeine, or at least my body does not respond well to extreme caffeine. I was shaking all day yesterday.
And my body responds the opposite. I don't have enough caffeine, I shut down.
I think it was like 4 a.m. when I finally got out of the poker room, and I was still like, all right, let's do something. No, you got to go to sleep. But it was crazy. But, yeah, we went to Cozumel, had a nice little cafe, one of those iced coffees, you know,
and
had some fun. Spent some time around the pool and the jacuzzi, just really having a good time on the ship. I know we're not talking about poker yet, but just had a real good time, and I'm so happy to see. And that's funny, when you bring this many people on, you see them all the time.
Yes, exactly.
So you go ashore and... boom, there's like five people from Ante Up, and they're asking how you doing, and I'm telling them, hey, avoid this guy, and he looks seedy, you know, and don't go there, and be careful, don't go down the street too far. You know, I'm giving all this advice from the 100 times I've been to Cozumel, and, you know, but all along the ship, everyone seems to be really happy, smiling and talking, and just really, really glad, and talking about other cruises, too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I already have a family of four or six that are planning to go on Galveston, and... a couple more people will want to go to the Transatlantic, and then even another one, I sold another one last night on Port Canaveral. So You know, just it's a real good thing. You know, when they're talking about going on other ones, you know they're having a good time.
Exactly.
So
absolutely.
Having a lot of fun. All right, so I'll save your story for the end because I heard you have an interesting story. But I have a couple of stories from poker that I thought might be interesting. We have a couple of players on the ship this week that are really good. Like, not good, but they're really good at being wild, loose, aggressive mm-hmm. players. And they're a lot of fun to play with. So not only are they fun, but they make it, like, an exciting... They make pots big. They make the time fun. I mean, it's a, those are the kind of players where you know you can get even if you're stuck, and you know you can win big, but you also have a good time. And if you lose to him, you don't really mind losing to him too much because he's always going to give you action. She's always going to give you action, whatever right. it is. So last night, I'm in the small blind, a woman is on my left in a big blind, and then this player is under the gun, and he looks at me and he says, "I don't want to straddle." And I said, "I don't think anyone's asking you to straddle." And he's like, "Yeah, I know, but I don't want to straddle this hand." And I said, "Well, you haven't straddled all night. Why are you bringing that up?" He goes, "This is before any card's been dealt. The dealer's still shuffling." And I said, "Okay, well, no one's asking you. Don't straddle." He goes, "No, but you know what? I'm going to call dark." And it's a 1-3 no-limit game, okay? So he calls dark, puts three out there. Dealer deals the cards. The next person is a woman. She raises to, like, 23. So, like, 20 on top, right? I think we get one caller, folds around to our dark caller, and he looks down at his hand. And this is the guy I told you. He's wild and crazy, so you can never put him on any two cards. You just don't know what he has. He says, "You know what? I'm all in." And we're like, "You're all in?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm all in." So instantly the woman calls, and she probably has 240 in front of her, and he has like 350 in front of him. The other caller from before folds. She turns over kings. He turns over aces.
Oh, my gosh.
So he had blindly called without any cards, gets aces. She gets kings, and... So then they put the money, they put like the original raises into the middle of the pot, and the dealer takes the rake, puts the rake next to the slot, deals out the burn, then does the three and has them and gets ready to do the flop, you know, where they do it really quick, where they, you know, like that. All of a sudden, she reaches up and says, wait, stop. Turns to the guy, and the guy looks at her and goes, "All right, let's chop." Okay? Well, no. And like, they were going to do it. Like, the dealer was going to, you know, and we're like, wait, you can't do that. And they're like, why? It's just between us. We want to chop. Well, I explained to them that you can't, because it'd be one thing if you were both in the blinds and you were doing this and you weren't affecting anyone. This is a raised pot,
right.
And you got someone else in the pot. We're not protecting that player enough. So I tried to explain it to them, right? So they're like, I said, "Floor, we gotta get a floor." I said, I'm just telling you why, but you're gonna hear it from him. So sure enough, we got our floor over, and he says, "Yeah, if you guys were in the blinds, it'd be one thing, but you've affected the action. You've gotten this player out. Now I know you two don't know each other. I know you're from X and you're from X, but or Y, it'd be different. But that could be collusion, and then you can imagine you could do it all night long." So they're like, "All right, fine, let's deal it out." And of course, a king comes on the flop.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So the aces get cracked. So she feels bad. She's like, "Well, I'm just going to give you the chips back because we said we agreed to chop, right?"
No.
No, you can't do that either. Why? Why can't we do that? Well, okay, well, here's the same reason. It's the exact same thing. It still could be collusion. Now you just hand the chips like you would have chopped in the pot. Oh, okay. So then she got all the reds, and then when she got to the whites, she had like 40 whites. She's like, "Well, I'll just give them the whites then."
Oh, my gosh.
No. It's any chip. It's not just the pretty red ones, you know, or purple in our case. So she felt really bad. She ended up going into her wallet and pulling out whatever it would have been for him and handed him the cash. And he took the cash, put it in his pocket. Because you can do that. You can give somebody cash if you want, I guess. But it was like the most bizarre hand.
Wow.
So he ends up, you know, getting cracked on top of it too. So blind call, aces versus kings, wanna chop, can't chop, deal it out, crack the aces, wanna give him your chips, can't give him the chips, pass him cash under the table. That was what I witnessed last night. So then like literally three hands later, we had a spill on the table. Someone tried to drink a frozen drink and without a straw, and it spilled all over their face and then all over the table. So we're mopping that up, and our dealer wanted to make sure the cards didn't go into the sticky because, it was right. Wet and still sticky. It was one of those frozen drinks. So he dealt to the right of that. which is the correct thing to do. Yeah, and but by doing that, the cards from like the small blind and the button and the big blind kind of were like in the same vicinity of each other because he's trying to avoid. And there was a hand with a huge stack. That's another hand I'll tell you about real quick before we tell your story because it's still early in the show. But so he's dealing all these cards out, and it goes limp, 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 limp. Gets to the small blind raises, everyone folds. He rakes in the pot. After he gets all the chips and gets ready to turn his cards in, he says, "Hey, this is hilarious. I just want to see if it would work. I only have one card." We're like, "Wait, what?" "Yeah, the dealer only gave me one card. I want to see if I can win a pot with one card. This is great. Let's go on the next hand." No. Floor. Sure enough, Floor comes over. "What's going on? What's the action?" We told him everything that happened. He goes, "No, this is a fouled hand. You can't do this." So now we have to deconstruct, like, six limpers. Who limped?
Oh, my gosh.
Are they going to tell the truth that they limped? Is I'm going to eye in the sky for the $3, you know, because it was a 1-3 no-limit game. And it's remarkable to me that people don't know. Like, I mean, some, you know, they came from a bar league or something, maybe they don't know, but, you know, everybody fell in love with poker somehow, and it's almost all because of television.
Right.
You would think they would know a lot of these things, but they don't. They don't know them, and I felt really bad because all these players had to experience both of these scenarios within, like, 5 minutes. So it was brutal. And then one more hand, which I thought was really amazing, because when you're playing 1-3 no limit, I mean, the biggest pot that I had ever seen at 1-3 no limit, I actually won that time way, way, way back in the grandeur of the seas in Tampa. It was like a $1,000 pot. So I have never seen a pot that big. We had a guy with about 800 in front of him and another kid with about 700 in front of him. And then a woman with about 300 in front of her last night. And then, of course, everybody else. So there was one kid raised, one guy re-raised, one person called, another person called, and then the person who raised originally called. So there was already like 100 in the pot. Okay, flop came jack, 8, 9, 2 clubs. It went bet, raise, call, shove, call, not reshove, call the shove, then a shove, then back to the first kid who called. Okay, now so there's a 900, 800 stack or so, or 700 stack and an 800 stack or so, and then a 300 stack. Well, they're all in now.
Wow.
All right, so that's 15, 1,800 plus the 100 that was already in there. So you're looking at about almost a $2,000 pot, maybe a little less. This is 1-3 no limit.
Wow.
The person that first shoved had the baby end of the straight, the ascent, 7, whatever it is, 7-10 or whatever. And, 7-10. The person who had the second largest stack had queen 10 of clubs.
Oh,
so not
gosh.
Only flopped the nuts, but then open-ended straight flush draw, the other person set of nines. Queen came on the turn, blank on the river, the straight flush hand, well, whatever, straight. $2,000 pot. And then, like, a few minutes later, the guy who had the set of nines, you could tell he was on tilt, and I had pocket aces, so I cleaned him out. I knew he was going to go all in with anything, but he ended up going with a small pair, and I had aces, so that's how that ended up. But, I mean, literally all of this happened within, like, 15 minutes at one table. Just a crazy, crazy game. But, no, the cash games have been really good, but I guess the story is that we're all waiting for is Scott's story now. That I don't even know the story. I can't wait. It's the first time I'm going to hear it, so but I know it's pretty hilarious. So,
well, the funny thing is yesterday we got off in Cosmo like we always do, and I usually end up hanging out with our staff and some other passengers that like to hang out with our staff. And there's always alcohol involved. And the funny thing, though, is that none of us really saw you last night. I never saw you at all last
night.
Right,
right.
Our poker manager saw you once and said, "Hey, did you hear what happened today?" And when you said no, he's like, "Awesome."
I'm going to
tell you. So this morning, as I told you, you better not be screwing me out of my half the company. Because I've made a lifelong commitment to ante up.
Oh, no.
At the hand of a Mexican tattoo artist. And it's funny because I put it on Facebook. Of course, I got 24 comments right away, including my wife wondering what's going on. And everybody's like, "Oh, how much alcohol was involved?" Well, there's always some alcohol involved, but it wasn't a drunken wake up, "Oh my gosh, what I regret," We had hit a couple restaurants, had a couple drinks, and then we got walking beers, as we call them, to walk back to the ship with. And as we're walking back, we passed this tattoo parlor, and Ramsey, our poker room manager, jokingly said, "Hey, we should get Andy up tattoos." And I'm like, "Ha ha, that'd be funny." So he's like, "All right, let's go in and look." I'm like, "All right, I'm going to walk in this place, but I'm not walking out with a tattoo." So we had this entire group of us, right? There's like 12 or 15 of us. All cramming into this little tattoo parlor. We're looking around at all the art on the walls, and then he's like, "You know what? I think it should be the Andy Up A." And I had my Andy Up hat on, so he took the hat off, and then one of the tattoo artists, he's like, "Can you do this A?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, sure." And Xeroxed it on the copy machine. And then some people were like, "This guy, you really?" I'm like, "No, nothing's happening to me."
Yeah.
And then Ramsey, "Come on, I'll do one. I'll get one if you get one." And he's like, "What's a 2-for-1 price?" And they're like, "All right." And I'm like, "This is not happening." And then just so many people were goading me. And then, you know, a couple of our staff members have a bunch of tattoos. Ramsey does too. So it's no big deal to them. For me, you know, I'm going to run for president at some point. So I got to be careful with what I do. And so then eventually I'm like, "You know what? I need to have a story to tell." And they're like, "All right." So then the debate was where it was going to be on my body. And I'm adamant it was not going to be anywhere where it's going to be visible. And then they're like, "Oh, well, how about under your arm?" I'm like, that's visible.
That's visible, right.
I mean, you've seen me. I like to walk around and flaunt what I have. So I don't wear shirts very much. So I eventually decided to put it on my hip. So, and they're like, "Ooh, that's going to be painful." I'm like, "Really?" And they're like, "Yeah, you can get to the bone." I'm like, "Get to the bone?"
The bone.
How does this thing work? And it ended up not being as painful as I thought it would be, and we'll see how the next couple of weeks go as you hit the treatment. I was learning the treatment today, too. I didn't realize there's so much involved in scarring your body for life.
Yeah.
But now I have a little Andy Up A on me, so...
I can't believe it.
Branded for life.
And we had always talked about that, too. Like, one of our friends in the home game, Richie, he had, like, a fake one on his arm.
Yeah.
And I said, "Wow, I wonder if anybody would ever do a real one." Never thinking that Scott would succumb to peer pressure. So I guess you probably, like, smoked pot when you were a kid, too, and drank heavily when you were, like, 13, because kids just said, "Come on, do it," and you just fell.
No, actually, I didn't do any of that stuff. I had to become 41 to be easily goaded into something.
So I can verify it. I didn't see the actual A, but I did see the bandage on it. So I can verify he not only has an A on his... near his ass, by the way. But Ramsey did have one on his, like, the shoulder blade on the back, so... these guys got it done. Man, you know, when I first saw it, I thought you got, like stuck in a winch or something. Like, because there's, like, these grooves across their leg. I thought you got, like, you fell and got, like, almost killed or something. Because he's talking about, "Oh, don't take Andy Up away from me." I thought he was saying because he almost died and we're going to cash in on an insurance policy or something. But, yeah, and it's like about 2 inches deep by an inch wide.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, it was easy for them to talk me into it at that point. And then they're like, "You know, hey, you can come back every time back we come to Cosmo, you can add another letter to it, and you can then eventually say Laura."
Laura. Or ass.
Yes.
Which I think would probably make more sense, with a little arrow pointing to it. So, really, you brought up Laura. What has been her reaction? I'm sure you...
Yeah, her Facebook response was, "OMG, you're such an idiot."
Yeah, she doesn't mix his words there,
about
man.
18 likes.
You 18 likes.
And she also put my car for sale on Facebook. She said she wanted to clear space in the garage for her next husband.
Next
car.
Husband, absolutely, man. I can't believe you did that. That's hilarious. So you weren't worried at all about, like, antiseptic, you know?
I didn't know I should have been. And this morning we were reading the treatment for it, and I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, what did I just do?"
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. No hot tubs or swimming pools for 2 weeks for me, though.
Oh, man, that is crazy. So, yeah, that's right. You can't enjoy the hot tub here. Can you go in? You can go in a spa, a sauna room.
Yeah, I went in a steam room last night, yeah. So I don't know whether I should have or not. But no, I said you absolutely keep showering.
Oh, that's going to throw a real kink in your plans. Scott likes to shower once a week, save water. But you haven't played much this week, huh? You played a few sit-and-goes, maybe a little cash.
Yeah, I won my first sit-and-go, and then didn't cash in a couple other ones. I played the Chinese this morning, which was fun because, you know, we brought on one of our columnists, Matthew.
Yeah.
And he's a big Chinese player, and I really enjoyed getting to meet him and his girlfriend, Anna, on this cruise, and we talked a lot about it, and he likes playing it. So we didn't have a class scheduled for Open Face Chinese. I thought about it, but I decided not to. And we had a couple people ask, and he actually taught a class that we just added to the schedule, and if he hadn't, we probably wouldn't have got the tournament off the ground.
Oh, wow.
It was only, I was only going to play if they needed me, which they did. But all of his students came and played and had a great time, and they're talking about doing an open face sit and go tonight too because they just like it so much.
Oh,
so
cool.
It, that's really cool to me is seeing people learn new games and be excited about learning new games, you know, because that was something we didn't have on the schedule, and people were like, you know, I want to learn, teach me. So that's kind of cool that we've developed another, you know, at least six people are walking off the ship feeling comfortable playing a game that they knew really nothing about when they came on the ship.
And I think the same could be true for the Omaha class that you taught too. I mean, because we always have the Poker 101, which is always, we should probably rename it. We should just call it Basics of Hold'em or something. But people show up for that, and then I say, okay, well, do you know what beats what? And they're like, well, yeah, of course. And I said, okay, well, now you're way better than anybody else that's supposed to take this class. So, do you know how to play Hold'em? Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, well, this is like a real basic. This is to teach people who don't understand the game. So, would you like to learn a new game today? Okay, well, Scott's teaching Omaha at the same time. And then a couple of those people play in our Omaha game all week. So, definitely, it's a great place to learn and a great place to try it out where you're not going to lose too much money if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Same with the Chinese. So, that's cool. So, we had a handful of people play the Chinese poker tournament this morning. Our main event is going on right now. Pretty good, strong tournament.
Yeah,
pretty good
50
tournament.
People for it, which is very
50
nice.
Is always nice considering that's a third of our field of any of eligible players. So, very good turnout. Got a couple cash games going too right now. So, things are looking up for us. Really happy and really glad to be here. We're on our way home. So, I guess I'll wrap it up now. It's a good 20-minute show.
Yeah, let me just remind folks that if you want to be part of the cruises, go to antiupcruises.com. And we've got five more next year coming up. Next one's March 30th out of Los Angeles. Love to have you on board.
Absolutely. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We will see you at the High Seas Tables.
Annie Up is a production of AnnieUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.